Hey!
We are so animated.
Oh my god! I love your background.
Just for you. Just for you. Are you kidding me?
Oh my god, and your hat? You look amazing.
Thank you. You are getting
ready to go with butter.
I had to show up. Yeah, you got your wait, let me see, girl, right now.
I have my tea.
Life is good. Oh my goodness. I'm so glad to have you here.
I am so happy to be here. This is so exciting.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. How's my audio? You hear me okay?
I can hear you fantastic. How's my audio?
It is really good.
Awesome.
Now, how do you pronounce your name? Do you do it with a German accent? Is it Nicola?
It's Nicola.
Nicola.
Yes.
That's sexy when you say it fast, Nicola.
Why, thank you.
Let me turn on some lights here for a minute and just keep chatting away. While I'm doing that, talk to my brains, tell them who you are. This is going to be such a relaxed, fun conversation because we're going to talk about social media. The do's, the don'ts, the wins, the won'ts, and you, right? And a whole lot more.
Yep.
This is my guest. Yep. Over here on the edge. So introduce yourself. Let me turn on some lights. Brains, entertain yourself. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Well, hi, my name is Nicola Howard, and I own Nicola Marketing Agency. And so I have had my digital marketing agency for 3 years now, and it has allowed me to travel to some pretty incredible places. I decided that why sit in the States and stare at a street or a house when I could be staring at a beach instead. So I moved to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, which was a big dream of mine. I had gone there on vacation when I was younger, and I just was like, I need to be in the tropics. That's where like my natural environment is. I grew up in San Diego, California, and so I grew up going to the beach with my family, and I wanted to be back in that like humid weather. Yes, I'm one of those people who love the humidity, and so I wanted to be around like that environment, and that's really where I pull all of my inspiration from, is being at the water, having my feet.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I tell you, you know, my inspiration comes from a lot of things, and it comes from people. And I had an opportunity to meet your mom, and she is just fantastic. A lot of great information. And then she was telling me about what you do, and I found that fascinating because, you know, brains, there is, oh, I forgot, in case y'all forgot where he was, I was popping in and out. You're on the edge. You never know what's in the cup.
That is very true. And it's tea in the cup today.
Absolutely.
And spilling all the tea today.
Exactly. Okay. So, all right, back to serious stuff. So anyway, what we're going to do is we are going to talk about all things, you know, social media and what's going on, because that's what you did. Tell us a little bit about how you pivoted from what you were doing and how you found the work that you do.
Yeah, so I went to school and at the Art Institute, and I graduated in 2012. So during that time, social media really wasn't a big thing, and Facebook had just come out, and it was really just about just using that channel to promote your catalog and to do all of the, you know, just like the catalog pictures and like your coupons and stuff. So it was really just an avenue just to like promote your business and very like salesy. So
right. This
like authentic like environment where you're bearing your soul, like that didn't exist like at all. And so when I started like learning about it, and I did an internship at a clothing boutique, and I was in charge of the Facebook page and just building it from scratch. And yeah, so which took a lot of work. And so how I did it is I just went and looked at other competitors in the space.
Right.
And I would go to their page and see who was following. And I would just reach out to them and say, hey, come check out our page.
All right. So let me connect the dots right there. Brains, I need you to pay attention because we're about to give you some hardcore strategies on how to use this social media. You know, yeah, you can pay somebody. You can have a social media manager. I'm not hating y'all. Okay. But what you need to know is the basics. And the basics is the internet or social media is the Yellow Pages of the 21st century. Okay. Yes. You remember Yellow Pages? God, I wish I had one so I could show
I do remember the Yellow Pages.
Okay. Come through there. It was a dictionary of names, mm-hmm. addresses, and phone numbers. The Yellow Pages, that's where you found a plumber. Okay.
Yes.
Same thing. You flip through this. People are collecting you like tokens. You know, get crunchy. When I say, well, you know, do you know this person, this person? Because, see, I'm very selective about who I let have a front row seat on the edge. Okay?
Right.
You know, we may not be in alignment, and that's okay. But keep it going. But I check folks out. And, you know, they just spill all their business on social media, and then you want to do business with somebody, too. You know, you have to be careful of that. You have a right to your opinion. We encourage that, don't we?
Yes, absolutely.
But it is just really how you position yourself and what you're talking about. So anyway, continue, sweetheart.
No problem. So yeah, so when I created this digital flyer and I posted it on our Facebook page at the time, and this customer came in and she had never been into the store, and she just so happens to follow our Facebook page. And she's like, yeah, I saw that you guys are having a sale. And I saw from the flyer that was posted on the Facebook page. And I was like, oh my God, like that's, I did that. Like I did that post. And she was like, oh my God, that's so awesome.
And she gave you a couple, oh my gods. Oh, then, you know, that's it.
She did. And she's like, this is so cool. And it was like in that moment that I realized the power of Facebook.
Right.
And I knew that this was going to be big. If this person who had never been into the store and had just seen my post that I created on our page, and it would just so happen to be in the area, and it was a clothing boutique. And so she just so happened to see this post that I created.
Now, do you think that's happenstance, or do you think that that was divine intervention? It sounds like more like divine intervention to me, all this cosmic stuff you got going on back there, you know?
Well, definitely. I mean, it was
alignment, you know, because again, it's important that you're prepared, you know, your messaging. It doesn't have to be a whole lot, but you need to be clear and you need to be consistent.
Your
brand needs to be consistent. Everything, this logo of yours is consistent. You know, that's fake rise. When people see that, they know who you are. And in social media, you have so many different avenues because you talk to the people on Twitter, different than you talk to the people and show on Instagram versus the business-to-business crowd on LinkedIn.
Yep.
Or that I want to be your friend on Facebook, you know?
Right.
It depends on where your audience resonates. And people try to have all these sprinkling and sprackling of things. Go where your audience is. Don't you think concentration is the best?
Absolutely. And it, like, you just like hit like the nail on the head. Consistency. Like that is truly is key. You have to show up. So I tell everybody with social media, so it's like a date, like going on the date for their first time. So you need to like follow up with them, like you are interested. So you're like texting them, and you're not going to get a date with them if you're only texting them once a week. Like they're going to forget about you. So
you got to be respectful. You got to be respectful of people's space. I have a warm introduction. I invite myself, don't I, Brains? Y'all know I do. You know, I come at the food. And if you're not feeling me, you ain't feeling me. I'm not going to bug you, spam you, email you. That's taking time and energy from somebody that really want to get in the mix. You know, and that's
exactly.
You're looking for the movers and the shakers. You got to be able to edit and filter that brain. You got to see what's important. You got leads. You got over 5,000. If you got 5,000 followers, really, that's 5,000 warm leads. And you don't know 25% of those people. And you are trying to talk about you in business, trying to cast a wide net. You better work the social media and introduce yourself to folks.
Yeah, it's very important. And so if you're only posting once a week, you're not going to get anything. And so you need to post consistently. However, how that looks, if you're posting every day, that's great. That's what you need to do on Facebook. You need to post consistently every day. And it really can be anything, but you have to be strategic with your posting. And it needs to be authentic. It needs to come from you, because more now than ever, people are wanting to see that you are a trustworthy brand. Mm-hmm. And especially with COVID, it is like videos have already been big, like especially like with TikTok and with Instagram and with stories now, like on Facebook, and it's been around. But since COVID, it's now everybody is like paying attention now, because like with things being still closed or like slowly reopening, people still have that fear.
Right. Well, they got to fear about a whole lot of stuff. So I'm going to just jump right into it, because that's what we do here on the on the Edge Brains. We get right into nitty gritty. You know what that is. The portrayal of women, mm-hmm. What's going on in the world today? You know, we're major influencers, and what mm-hmm. we put out and our messaging is very important. Yes. It can be soft and subtle and sexy, but it needs to be powerful mm-hmm. and persuasive.
Yes.
So how do women find a balance when they're trying to strike that balance? Because right now, you know, we've got to speak out, but we also have to be, you know, I think we've thrown, politically correct out the window.
absolutely. So, I mean,
right now, you know, because folks got keyboard courage, and I don't
like that. Yes, like they that. Do.
You know?
Yeah. So, I mean, with women and it's just really with all genders, right? Like, you really get to be authentic, right? So you get to be true to yourself. And if your brand is your core personal values and they match, then you can absolutely share some tidbit about your personal life and how you created the brand and how you truly believe in this cause or even in this product.
Right.
And people really need to get in front of the camera.
Mm.
It's really, really important. And like I was saying with videos, and videos have been around for probably about a couple of years now, but the biggest thing that has come about with COVID is now people are paying attention. People want to know all of the details. And how do you get your brand online on an e-commerce site? Like, how do you do that? How do you get people to convert from your Facebook page to your online presence?
I get what you're saying, but let me level up. How you get them to pay for it? I don't care about visibility.
Right.
You know what? There's billions of people out there. What mm-hmm. people are trying to figure out is how to turn a contact into some cash.
Right.
Okay. And so what I see, and from what mm-hmm. I do, because I've been marketing a long time, and it is just the medium has changed.
But
still three basic things. You make the introduction, you do the follow-up, and you close the deal. As simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ask for the business. Even on social media platforms, again, like you say, they have this bleeding heart mentality. But what ROI? Are you trying to sell your book? Are you trying to talk about your nonprofit organization? Are you trying to talk about a civil or social or a cause of a nonprofit? What is your messaging?
Right. Yeah, your messaging is very important, and it needs to be very clear. And you need to provide the details and the information, because people, like I was saying, like more than ever, people want the information. And so you need to put all of your product, like information, your, the benefits, the value. And that's why.
Wait, this is funny. And this is funny and it's not funny. It's a I want to stop you right there because this is a missed opportunity. Mm-hmm. We're talking about consistency first.
Yep.
You go on somebody's Facebook page, their link is not activated, their website is not updated, they don't have their connection. It's connect the dots, brains.
Yes.
And they don't, that's like basic. So when I go to look for you, I'm not going to look very hard. Not the days of social media. It should be a point to click, pow, and there you are. They don't have all of that, you know, their logos are like all over the place. You know, it's really, really strange. So the world of TikTok may be out the window. What do you think about platforms like that, that really just kind of spring up and just capture the attention? How do people resonate with that kind of stuff? You have any ideas?
Yeah, I mean, it all has to do with generation, right? And so TikTok, of course, all of the young teens, like the ones that are like 14, 16, like all of them are super, super into it because they have no fear of being on camera. And they don't really edit. They're just like no filter. And they're just doing their dance videos. And again, it's relevant to them. And so I think, TikTok, I believe, is one of those apps that are definitely going to stay. And I first thought it was a fad. And what's interesting is that TikTok actually has been around for a few years.
Wow. And
it wasn't until that we were in COVID and we were in quarantine where we were bored at the end of the day because we couldn't, some states, you were in lockdown.
I'm going to rip mine.
Now,
have you seen my TikTok? Girl, it is so funny. And I look at them and it takes a lot of creativity to create something like that in about 30
seconds. Oh yeah, it does. No, it definitely does.
What is it, 30 to 45 seconds, a minute or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. And then you got to get, like, if you're doing a dance, you got to get like the moves right. And then you have all of these filters. And then the next thing you know, you've spent like 4 hours like on your video. And again, that's what quarantine gave people, was time. Because they had nothing else, like, really to do. I mean, because, you know, you can only organize your garage so many times, right? You can only clean so many times. And so, like, with TikTok, it's just one of those apps that are going to stay. And the reason was is because it was relevant. And it came out at a time. Well, like I said, it's been out for a couple of years. But because everybody had all of this time on their hands, they could dedicate to creating these videos. And really, the younger generation took that and made it the hottest thing.
You say younger generation, like, you know, like you are in your 40s or something. Really, you better dial back, okay?
Well, hey, I know I'm in my young 30s. I'm 33.
Thirsty 30s.
Yes. Thirsty 30s, right? No, but like with the tween market, you know, it's like they're all about like the videos and, you know, and that's something that brands really need to be capitalizing on is your videos. The product videos are huge.
Let's do something different. Just spare the moment. I'm going to ask you some random questions. Let me get a pen. I'm just going to ask you some random questions and you tell me what your answer would be, okay?
Okay. Oh, this is going to be great.
It is. So we're going to ask some things. I cannot find a pen. Can you believe that? Hold on, Brains. I'm looking for a pen.
I was going to say, I can give you a pen, but
I know.
I can throw you one down from space.
My father was telling me some futuristic molecule stuff. I don't know. He was in another space yesterday telling me how you can virtually come up with stuff. All right, I have to use my memory. All right, here we go. Let's
Okay.
do some things. Nicola. Nicola.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
What is your favorite color and why?
Pink. Why? Because I'm super girly. I've always been girly. So I've always loved pink because it's just bright, it's happy, and it's feminine, and I love it. Love pink, all about it.
If you were an animal, what animal would you be and why?
Jaguar. I'd be a jaguar because I want to be able to have the speed and be able to pounce on my prey when I needed to.
Sound like you a predator.
Even though I was kind of, what?
I sound like you're a predator.
I'm a predator, exactly. You know, hey, I gotta get those people doing things right, you know, especially in the online space. So I'm like pouncing.
You know what I'd be? I'd be a party animal. Oh yes, for real. Okay.
I'm dying.
I think I'd be an elephant.
Oh yeah?
I love elephants. I really do. They're so
well, they're super spiritual.
Yeah, I love elephants. So if you were on a different planet and you could only take three things with you, what would they be?
Okay, I would take my phone so I could take pictures. I could take pictures, you know?
First thing she didn't say water. She said my phone.
My phone, so I could take pictures, right? Share it. Yes, obviously number two would be water.
Okay.
And hopefully a endless supply of water. I don't know if I could do that, but endless supply of water. And then yes, I would bring plant seeds so then I could plant my garden because on this planet that I'm on, they would have oxygen.
But I hope they have oxygen. They might have something better. You never know.
You never know. You never know.
Exactly. If you were to have a conversation with a 65-year-old self, what would you
tell? What would I tell my 65-year-old self?
Right. Everybody always wants to go younger. I want to see what it is. How are you progressing in your life? What would you tell an older self?
I would tell my older self to stay true to myself. And I would tell myself to take every opportunity that presents itself and say yes. Don't say no.
Say yes. Okay, you got me shifting my screen.
Yep, that's what I would say.
It happens. Okay, so with all of this wisdom, what has all this taught you during COVID-19? What has all this taught you about yourself?
This has taught me to be spontaneous.
Oh boy.
Yep, because I'm a very type A personality. I'm an analyzer. I love data. So I'm constantly, you know, planning everything and make sense for what I do. And because of this situation, because it's been so unknown and things are changing daily and sometimes hourly.
Right.
That I have learned slowly through this process, the power of spontaneity and going with the flow, which has been very difficult for me. So it's
really
nice.
Well, this is good. It's good because
change. Yeah, this is good. Yeah.
So this has been such a wonderful, free, lighthearted, fun conversation. It was speedy.
It was speedy. I know.
Back here on the edge, brains. Okay. right here, me and my wonderful guest right there. I love her. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you, baby.
Yes, you can go to my website, nicolasocial.com, and Nicola is with a K.
So that's N-I-K-O-L-A, Nicola.
Social.
What happened? You froze. Hold on. You froze. Okay, go ahead.
You can also find me on Facebook at Nicola Marketing Services.
All right, and we're going to put all of her information down there on the bottom. So yes. Say bye and let's cheers one more time.
Yes, let's cheers.
All right, I'm so happy to have you. Thank you, and keep doing what you're doing. You're right there on the cutting edge, all right?
Thank you so much. I can't wait to come back.